This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Super excited to talk today about being busy and how I think that is BS. I have received so many emails in the last week to 2 weeks from people who are saying that they're just too busy to prioritize their goals, that they're too busy to make progress. And while I believe that you believe that, it doesn't make it real. It's one piece of the truth, and there is a much broader version of the truth available to you. And we are going to break that down today. I'm going to talk about the changes that I have made in my own life related to this belief that I was too busy, because I could tell that same story too, right? I can make a very convincing argument for why I am too busy to do all of the things that I am doing, but I don't tell myself that story, and I don't want you to tell yourself that story either. Two things before we get going with this talk about why busy is straight up BS and what you can do about it. First is that, yes, registration is closed for the spring 12 weeks to transformation, but we've got dates up for the next one. We will be doing a summer session this year, and the waitlist is available now. So you can get on the waitlist for the summer session by going to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/587. Or you can skip the show notes altogether if you so choose and just go to primalpotential.com/transform. So our next 12 weeks to transformation will kick off shortly after the July 4th holiday, and you can get on the wait list right now. Registration will open up in mid-June, which seems like it's far away, but I'm telling you guys, it's going to be here before we know it. It's already mid-April, which is bonkers, because if I'm not thinking about it, I totally feel like it's January. But it is not January. It is mid-April. It's going to be mid-June before we know it. So get on the wait list, primalpotential.com/transform or primalpotential.com/587 for today's show notes. Little caveat, as I record, my brand new puppy, 8 weeks old, is asleep like 4 feet away from me. So I have one eye on my computer, one eye on the puppy, and I am just hoping that I am going to get through today's episode without puppy cries, puppy barks, puppy bites, or just him waking up altogether. If you haven't seen the pictures, I have been posting them on Instagram in our Primal Potential Facebook group. We'd love to have you in the Facebook group. You can join by going to primalpotential.com/587. His name is Rumi. He's 8 weeks old, Rumi like the poet. Probably heard me talk about Rumi before, one of my favorite poets. His name is Rumi. He's 8 weeks old. He is a charcoal lab, English lab. So he's got a boxy face, tiny little baby right now. And man, is he throwing my life for a loop, but in the best way, because he's super adorable. Second announcement, today's episode is very proudly brought to you by Fabletics. Somebody came into the house the other day, just yesterday, actually. I was telling Sarah this morning. And he was like, what is it that you do? He's a contractor. And I said, I'm a podcaster. And he said, and how do you make money with that? And I said, well, I'm fortunate that I have two sponsors. And he's like, oh, only two. And I said, well, I've turned down, gosh, probably 40 or 50 sponsorship opportunities for this show. And the two sponsors that we have, Fabletics being one of the two, are because I loved them before they wanted to sponsor this show. So today's episode is brought to you by Fabletics, my favorite activewear company. And it's not just because I go to the gym, right? I think Fabletics is a great option for anybody who wants to be comfortable and move well. I have some other brands of athletic wear that I've paid much more for. And I realized the other day I was wearing the leggings from one of these other companies out in the yard. And I thought to myself, I spent $120 on these leggings. Like, I don't want to do yard work in them. And I thought, how ridiculous is that? Like, I don't want to have my nice can't really wear it athletic wear. The cool thing about Fabletics is that it's really cute. Like, they're really stylish. You don't have to just have plain black, although I have a few pairs of their plain black. But it's really comfortable. It fits well. I was out working in the yard, dragging logs around. I've been playing with the puppy, and I don't worry that my pants are going to fall down or that my bra's not going to hold me up. Nope. Fabletics is super comfortable, super adorable, and way more affordable than the other major activewear companies out there. If you haven't given them a try, maybe it's because you aren't yet working out or it's not something you do consistently, do it anyway because they're really just cute clothes. I wear them out all the time to the post office, to the grocery store, out to dinner, for real, true story. And I work in them most days. So if you go to fabletics.com/primalpotential, you can get two pairs of leggings for $24, which is seriously crazy. Just do it to try it, to see how they feel, how they fit. They also have plus sizes. Go to fabletics.com/primalpotential, fabletics.com/primalpotential, and I'll link them up in the show notes. One of the things that makes me most proud on this podcast is that we have the opportunity to support companies that are doing really great things. And the fact that Fabletics wants to do the same for us, it just reinforces my real desire to show support of them. They love what we're doing here with Primal Potential. They are part of what makes it possible. So check them out, fabletics.com/primalpotential. Let's talk about being busy. And we are going to shoot straight right out of the gate because that's how I roll. You're not too busy for self-care. You're not. You are not too busy to take care of yourself. If that has been your perspective, that is not a function of your circumstances. It is a function of your attitude. I don't care who you are, what your job is, how many kids you have, what's going on in your life. You are not too busy to take care of yourself. If you are telling yourself that, the problem is not your schedule. The problem is your perspective. You are not too busy for your goals. And I'm not saying that you don't have a lot going on in your life. I'm sure you do. And you have time for you. Because what are you here for if not to live the life you want? Do you want to get to your life and be like, well, I could have done so much more. I could have enjoyed it so much more. I could have had such a fulfilling experience, but I was too busy. Too busy for what? Your life? Check your perspective. When you say, I'm too busy, what you're really saying is, I'm not taking control. I'm not taking control of my life. I'm not taking control of my priorities. I'm not doing my part. I'm passively going through life, making excuses for why I'm not creating a life that I love. I'm telling myself a story. I'm writing myself a hall pass and using busy as my get out of jail free card. Instead of saying what's really true, I'm not managing my priorities. For lots of people, busy is an ego statement. Oh, I'm so busy, as though it's a reflection of how important you are or your status. My life is so full. I have so much going on. You can't even imagine. And even if you don't mean it that way, it comes across that way. It comes across that way. You can't even imagine. Oh my gosh, I'm so busy. It's like so crazy. You just wouldn't even believe it. I don't want to believe it. Busy doesn't impress me. I'm not here to be busy. Busy is not what I aspire to. And whether you've examined it or not, I don't think busy is what you aspire to either. I want to be happy. I want to love my life. I want to reach my potential. I want to feel amazing. I want to be excited about my days. I don't give a flip if I am busy. I don't care at all if somebody thinks that I have more free time than they do. I'm not here for a full schedule. I'm here for a full life. And those are two very different things. I don't care if you're busy. I care if you're happy and creating a life you love. And the majority of people, when you say, how are you? And they say, so busy. They're not happy. One of the gifts of the work that I do is that, and there are many, 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 many gifts of this work, is that it's led me to stop saying, or really more accurately, to work towards no longer saying, I'm so busy, in response to, how are you? Or how's work? It became obvious to me that I was doing this not from my own pattern of behavior, but from yours. From the number of people that would say, I'm just too busy for this. I'm just too busy for that. And when you see it in your inbox a few hundred times a week, you start to see it as a pattern, not a pattern of reality, but a pattern of limiting beliefs, a pattern of excuses. And so this awareness that came to me through you guys, and I'm so grateful for it, made me realize that when my sister or my mom would call and, hey, how you doing? I'm so busy. How's work? So busy. I don't want to be that girl at all. I didn't realize just how many people are defining and describing and limiting their lives with a story of so busy, too busy. You wouldn't believe how busy I am. Blah, blah, blah. Are you busy being busy? Or are you busy living a life that you love? I want to invite you to check yourself on this idea of busy. This is going to get in the way of your goals. And it doesn't have to. Because you can have very full days and also take great care of yourself. Having full days does not mean that you can't take care of yourself. That is a story. That is a limiting belief. My days are very full. Your days can be very full too. And also, we can take great care of ourselves. It's not either you have tons of free time or you can take great care of yourself. You can jam-pack your days with things you love or things you don't love. Doesn't really matter if you are joyfully busy or woefully busy. You can still take amazing care of yourself. Period. The end. And as kind of a side note, and this is one of the primary reasons I am working to no longer use that word, and my sister and I have been doing it together, we talk about how full our days were. We talk about what was great about our days, but we both have consciously not been saying so busy. One of the primary drivers for me in making this shift is that saying you're busy is a conversation ender. It is a connection killer, not a connection creator. And one of my personal goals is to connect more with people, to have more loving, fulfilling, rich, deep connections with people. And so if somebody says to me, how are you? And I say, I'm so busy. What they're hearing is that I don't have time because I have so much going on that I can't possibly have time for them. And what I realized in leading with, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. Work is so busy. Bah, 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 bah. People wouldn't reach out to invite me to do things because, oh, well, Elizabeth's really busy. And I didn't want that. That wasn't what I was going for. But I think sometimes unknowingly, we say that we're busy as like a wave of an ego flag of importance. Business is good. When we say I'm so busy, it's almost like there's a lot going on in my life and therefore things must be going well. But frankly, with the number of people who are saying they're so busy, it's clearly not about how successful you are. It's not about any of that. It is about whether or not you are managing your priorities and living life on your terms. I wasn't living life on my terms for way too long. I was living life on the terms of productivity. Fortunately, I've realized that I don't care if I live a productive life. I care if I live a happy life. I don't care if people think that my business is booming or they wonder what the heck I do all day. Doesn't matter to me. I want to be happy. And what I was doing is pushing people away with this word busy. It's a conversation ender, like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. All right, well, I don't want to keep you. Now, when somebody says to me, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I really want to do this, but I'm so busy. I really want to engage more, but I'm so busy. I really want to prioritize my health, but there's just too much going on in my life. I'll say, what's the most exciting thing in your life right now? What are you enjoying most in all of these many things that your life is so full of? What's the best part? And most people are caught off guard by that. Gosh, I don't know. Or, you know, nothing. It's just like Groundhog Day. This is a daily, going through the motions, getting things done that need to get done. You're not here for that. You are capable of more. You can change that right now, and it begins by changing your perspective. Changing your perspective. One of the reasons we're talking about this today is because I think that this idea of busy, 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 busy has distracted us from living. It's just an automatic response, an automatic pattern, going through life on autopilot. And to make matters worse, as if that's not bad enough, we're using it as an excuse, the card we played to avoid holding ourselves to a higher standard and creating growth in our lives. If you're too busy to take care of yourself, then you've got to change something, and it starts with your attitude. You've sold yourself this story for so long. Why? Because it talks you right into your comfort zone. There's a Zen proverb that says, if you don't have time to meditate for an hour every day, you should meditate for 2 hours. And I really think that this is very true with people that are like, I'm too busy to take care of myself. Okay, so you need twice the self-care that you would if you thought you did have time. The days when I feel like I don't have time to meditate are the days when it matters most that I make the time. The days when I think I'm too busy to go for a walk is when it matters most that I stop what I'm doing and I get outside and I go for a walk. Is this life of busy? I'm so busy. I'm too busy. Is it working for you? Is your life full in the way you want it to be full, or is it full in the way you don't want it to be full? Well, newsflash, create a change. You are not beholden to this busy life you created. The other day, one of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, we've been asking a series of onboarding questions. You know, why are you here? What do you want to get from this? And one of them shared a quote from Shawshank Redemption, something along the lines of, you either get busy living or you get busy dying. And if you are not enjoying your days, if you are not doing the things you want to do, if you are not as healthy, as wealthy, as happy as you want to be, then you better get busy changing it. Since you love to be busy so much, then get busy doing the things that matter to you, that take you where you want to go. You can have a lot going on. You can have full days and also take great care of yourself. If you have a story that it's either the fullness of my life and all of the priorities that I'm juggling or self-care, then you need to change your perspective and change that or to an and. Or actually, and especially, my life is so full that it is especially important that I take great care of myself. I talked about this in a recent episode, maybe a couple months ago, on how to make sure chaos doesn't turn into crisis. And how over a span of a week, I was launching my book, closing on a new house, moving out of another one, moving into this one, my boyfriend was moving in with me, and a bunch of other things. And I decided that it wasn't, I just can't get to the gym, or I just can't work out, I just can't eat well, I just can't meditate. It's especially important for me to do those things because of the fullness of my days and my life right now. That is a perspective that is available to all of us, but it's about the story you tell yourself. Many people are telling them this story that I am too busy for self-care. That is a fraction of reality, and it's not the only version of the truth that is available. When you decide self-care matters most, the more full my life is, the more that is going on. In the United States, as I record this, we're coming up on tax day. And a lot of my clients are accountants. And, you know, in tax season, they're working really long days. And too many of them have emailed me and said, I just have to get through this tax season and I'll reengage after that. No, that is a perspective that is exactly the problem. And you've written yourself a permission slip for inconsistency because you're creating this narrative, you're selling yourself this story, you're giving yourself an excuse. When life gets crazy, I don't deal with my health. I don't deal with my self-care. And you will be inevitably inconsistent for as long as that is your version of reality. The alternative that is available to you is, because it is tax season or whatever your busy season is, It's even more important. This is when it matters most. This is when I'm trying hardest. This is when it is the least negotiable that I take great care of myself. And maybe for people, maybe you're not somebody who uses this word busy, but somebody in your life does. And you feel like it's a bit of an impasse. You always ask how they're doing and you try to connect, but all you get from them is how busy they are. And every time they say it, you roll your eyes like, oh my gosh, can we have an interesting conversation, please? Because how busy you are is just not interesting. Try this question. What was the best part of your life? Best part of your life. Best part of your day. I ask my boyfriend that every single day. What was the best part of your day? Or if it's not somebody you see every day, what's most exciting in your life right now? What are you excited about? And they might not have an answer for you. But if you know that if you say, how are you doing? How's it going? How's work? How are the kids? And you're just going to get busy, then start asking questions where busy is not an appropriate response. And that'll at least give you an opportunity to explore other ways to connect and also to set an example. Because I could have this conversation every day about how busy my days are. It would be true, but it's not how I want to live. It's not who I want to be. What was the best part of your day? What are you most excited about right now? In fact, every time I do a webinar, I start with that question, what was the best part of your day? Because I don't think we think about that enough. The last thing I want to mention here, especially for those of you who have this story that I just can't take great care of myself because I'm too busy. Impeccable self-care increases your bandwidth. It doesn't decrease it. I'm going to say that again because it's one of those other perspective shifts that we would be so empowered by making. Impeccable self-care doesn't decrease your bandwidth, it increases it, which is why it was such a huge priority for me in that period of a few weeks where I was launching the book and doing all of these other huge life things. I'm more focused, I have more energy, I am more creative, I feel more positive when I am taking great care of myself. Impeccable self-care increases your bandwidth, it doesn't decrease it. That's why I said, all right, it's a huge priority to drink more water. It's a huge priority to get outside every day, to meditate every day, to journal every day, to eat clean, even though my days were jam-packed full. And when, because busy and overwhelm are very, very linked, when I'm feeling that, oh, I'm so busy, there's not enough time, I'm overwhelmed, when I'm feeling that sensation, I remind myself of the quote from Matt Frazier, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. When life feels so full or when I feel overwhelmed, I go slower, not faster. Let me talk more slowly. Let me think more slowly. Let me breathe more slowly. Let me move more slowly. Let me go more slowly through my tasks because slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So let's wrap up with a few things and also your wins. Stop saying you're busy. It's not impressive. It doesn't make you look more important. And it's a really terrible way to respond to somebody who's trying to connect with you and show that they care. Instead of evaluating how productive or how busy you are, ask if your life is full. Full the way you want it to be or full the way you don't want it to be. Are you moving in the right direction? Do you have joy in your life? And intentionally create more space, especially those of you who think that you can't. You must. If you think you can't create more space, then you are the person who needs to do this the most. And stop telling yourself the limiting story of can't and do it anyway. Talk more slowly. Think more slowly. Breathe more slowly. Meditate. Create more space in your calendar. 15 minutes between each appointment. Whatever you can do. And remove yourself from obligations that you don't love or you don't feel passionately about. Have more fun. Play. Turn off the TV. Cancel the television. Spend time doing nothing. Sit outside and look at the sky. Count the birds. Whatever. Stop saying you're busy. I want to share your win. And before we do, I want to remind you that the waitlist is now open for our summer 12 weeks to transformation. I know it seems far off. It kicks off in July, but registration will open in mid-June, and that will be here before we know it. So go to primalpotential.com/transform or the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/587. And I love sharing your wins. This one says, I just wanted to share a win. So glad you did. I just listened to your funk message. That was one of last week's podcasts. I actually practiced this the day before that you put this out there, and I was chuckling when I saw it on the podcast the next day. On Wednesday, I was in the PMS funk I get once a month. Eat all the junk I can find in the house, drink wine, throw a pity party, etc. For the first time ever, I decided to take it for what it is, my monthly PMS funk. And I just allowed myself to go to bed early with a cup of chamomile tea. No junk or alcohol or pity party. Normally, I would never allow myself to go to bed early, and I just surrendered. But I realized that was actually the best thing for me to do in that moment. I went to sleep, slept well, woke up so proud of myself for not giving in, and also woke up feeling so much better physically, mentally, and emotionally because I didn't give in. Sometimes the best thing is rest, and I have never really caught sight of that until now. I'm so excited to do this spring 12 weeks to transformation, and I have more and more wins every day, and I'm changing my mindset. This is going to be awesome. Yes, 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 it is. I am so excited about it, and hopefully if I'm not working with you this spring, I will get the opportunity to work with you this summer. You can go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/587, or you can just go to primalpotential.com/transform and get on the wait list and learn more about the summer 12 weeks to transformation. Make it a great day. Every choice is a chance. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.